reason why this is so important, because this is really the microcosm of everything we're going through now in our relationship with Hashem just before Mashiach comes. That's why one has to understand the sugya well. Okay, let's what we're trying to achieve here is an understanding of who we are real via understanding our relationship with the Jewish people's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu via two bechinas called Boni Matem Vereyosi. Hashem calls us sons and Hashem calls us spouses. Chazal Oimrim Shebemamed Matan Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kippah Lehem HaKegigis V'amalem. Everybody knows Hashem put the mountain over them and said to them, Im Atem Mekabel Mesa Torah Mutov V'im Lav Sham Tiyeh Kvuroschem. If you accept the Torah, very good. This is after Klal Yisrael said Maaseh V'Nishma, by the way. If you accept the Torah, all very good. And if not, over there will be your burial. I don't know where Sham is. It should have said Po. Otherwise it says Sham. Nishan Yisrael Shalem, Adu Ayat Tzarich Lekapo Yisalem HaKegigis. V're Kulam Poschev Anu Ke'echad Maaseh V'Nishma. You know, it's like God of the guy says, will you do this? And you say yes. And he's not, you know, like trying to convince you. I said, I'll do it. Maaseh V'Nishma. So Hashem says, yeah, but if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. He said, I'll do it. A well-known question. There's many, many buckets of ink have been spilled answering this question, many different approaches. Let's try this one. Hamaral in the Gur area and in Netzach Yisrael, Mavara Pia Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratzi letet lekeshen esuin zeh, toikev shen lo yuchel lishalcha kol yomot. Hashem wanted this marriage between Klal Yisrael and himself, which was taking place at HaSinai, the final consummation of the marriage, to be begeder, a marriage lo yuchol shalcha kol yomav, that you can't send her out forever. There's certain marriages. Correct. Yeah. There's certain marriages that you're not going to send her out ever. Yafas Tor's one. What are the other ones? No. Masha Gazer.
Oinus. Well, marriages where you can't send the wife out after the second marriage.
Le Yoichulah. No. Yafas Tor for Kolyomov. That's the one. That's the other one. Onus. Onus, you can't send her out. Yeah, but Motzi Shemla, also. But the famous one is Onus. Person's Ma'anis a woman. That's it. You're stuck with her. Keshem Sha'onus, any Yechel Ishloch is Anusai Kol Yom Echayo. Kacha Gorosh Boch, Kipalem Haki Gigis. Im Yesel Nasa Kivyochel Anusoshel Kodosh Boch. So Klal Yisrael now becomes Onus to a Kodosh Boch. He's stuck with us now. Hashem set up a situation, the Maral says, the Moedik of Shech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the HaKegigis, even though Klal Yisrael were valid, you know, harayt mekudeshesli, and Klal Yisrael said, yes, we want the marriage, Maaseh V'Nishma, but Hashem can divorce you afterwards, like the Christians time that he did. Hashem wanted to set up a marriage in such a way that I can't divorce you even if I want to. How? Through Anus. So he turned us into Anusos. And therefore, lo yoichol shlokol kol yomov. Is that shtet the maral? Tell us. Gam mizman goloseinu lo potu otanu kodesh bohu beget betuy. Hashem can't give us a get now. Ele nechshobnu ki ish shahilech ba'al medin esayam v'day te lachzor aleya. Hashem never gave us a get. Either it's like a husband who went overseas for a long time and his intention is to return. Tomin Ne'am Segula v'Tomin Nitzapel Yeshua Shebo Yechadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemeinu Kekedem. Continually we continue to be his treasured nation and we continually yearn for the day when he'll bring us home. V'Moisif HaMaral V'Leh Sh'Ono Zeh Lo Na'ase Ba'ayoyim Kefi She'adov Muvan Kepshutay. And the Ma'amad HaSinai Yakon Nizkav, the Maral says, Hashem didn't force us in the way that we think today, you know, like you took a machine gun and put it against the head and said, oh, you get the Torah, I'm going to blow your brains out. You know, that's not how it worked. But it was such a opening, elevated experience, Mereim and Vegilu La'ayim, Ma'amet Shebo Achos and Gile Es El Yonoysa Ve'es Ma'a Shehu Yoichel Asois B'Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, I'm not seeing a Kosh Boko revealed so much of who he was with the Makkas and Kriyas Yamsuf and the Anan and all the miracles that Kosh Boko revealed, the Chosin, so to speak, revealed to the Kala. The Kala is a rogue, Giluim Noiri, Matsumim, and his government Admod, and Shem Lo Yoichli, the Shlo Eskim, the Nisuim. It was a type of forcing where you couldn't choose. Essentially, your Bechir is taken away. Maral says that the Malachim have Bechir, for example. So why don't they ever make mistakes? Why don't they choose a drive? Because the truth is so obvious to them that they can't do anything else. If you're standing in a store and there's a policeman standing next to you, you have Bechira to steal? Yes. Do you steal? No, because you're an idiot. If you do steal, you're an idiot, you're a meshugama. But not because you made a Bechira decision to choose. Your Bechira is taken away from you, not because you don't have Bechira, but because the situation is so patently clear that it's the wrong thing to do. You don't do it. The Malachim see a Kodesh Baruch Hu so clearly that they couldn't choose to do anything other than the Rots and Hashem.
How do we know they had Bechira then?
The Maral says they had Bechira. I don't know how he knows. How do I know? The Maral says. I heard it from Rav Tetz, because that's, I don't know. How do we know? I don't know. It must be written somewhere.
Always understood that they didn't.
Oh, so the simple fact is they don't have Bechira, Bichlal. It seems that they have some kind of Bechira, but they can never exercise their Bechira. So why do they have Bechira? They can't exercise it. Oh, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what a Malach is anyway. You guy with wings and a halo. I mean, I don't know what Malachim are. You know what Malachim are? I don't know what I'm talking about. I never claim to know what I'm talking about in this year, okay? I claim to translate and read what I read, yeah. Especially after a month of being in Zvulun land, you know? Speak to me after being back in the Gemara for a month and you can start, you know, getting the heads sorted out again. I have Bechira. That's a bigger question. Our Bechira is challenged all the time. You need to know, where's my Bechira? That's another story. But you know what he's saying? It's not that the onus was through force. The onus was from such a clear revelation of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, we couldn't choose anything else. We have a hard time understanding, and the Mefarshim discuss, how we can have Bechira when Mashiach comes. When Mala Aretz Kol Adaya, when the whole world is filled with knowledge of Hashem, how are you going to have Bechira left? And we need to have Bechirud Yenim Osim Mashiach, because that's when we're going to really earn our reward in Olam Haba. How does that work? How did Amar Rishon have Bechira? What did his Bechira look like? There were discussions about this. The Bechira was very differently, looked very different to the Bechira we have today. But the bottom line is you can have Bechira, but not be able to exercise it because the choices are so patently clear. And therefore, Klal Yisrael couldn't not agree to the matter. הקדוש ברוך הוא גילה את עצמו וגילו שלא היה כמו ישראל וכפי שנאמר נפקור עליוני ותחתוני וראו שהוא יחידי. The upper worlds and the heaven worlds opened and everybody saw his oneness. השם הויצה שם ממם תשערי תומה ותרח ממם תס יוים הוא הגיע לממם תשערי קדושה. כלל ישראל קמה למצרים ממם תשערי תומה. Within 48 days, 49 days, 50 days, they got to Shavuos to ממם תשערי קדושה. You have to understand what the Maharim, what was the Hakagigis? He seems to be saying the Hakagigis was this incredible revelation that they had. It wasn't a literal putting him out of it and saying we're going to squash you to death here. It was the Hakagigis. Why Hakagigis? Why do that? Just tell them if you don't take the Torah, you'll just, I'll stop thinking about it, you'll disappear. What's the Hakagigis? Could be Haroi's refers to elevation. I don't know. Nachinami. The Madragas Adam Arishon Kore Machet. They were drunk with love of Hashem. So they're the
Ranavim. Wasn't that the point though? That they were doing it, they'd accepted everything with Ahava, and now it had to be with Yira as well.
There are those Pshatim. That's not the Maharal's Pshat. There is that Pshat. Rabbi Eliyahu Lyopian explains the way you explain it in the Lev Eliyahu. I'm sure there are others as well. That the Hakagigis, and it's much more the Gemara as well, this Pshat. The Maharal is not so much more from the Gemara. The Pshat is that the Nasev Elishu was Ava, but Klal Yisrael was going to go through 2,000 years of Golus. In those 2,000 years of Golus, Ava is not enough. They needed a dose of Yira to keep them on the right track. So at Zman Matan Torah, Hashem wanted to inject into the Matan Torah, to the Kabbalah of Torah, an aspect of Yira as well, so that when they go through the Golus and the Ava doesn't get you through the day so much, the Yira will. Yeah, that's the classic pshat here. The Maharal's learning. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. That's the Gemara we did here. The Gemara in Shabbos says they weren't punished for any infractions of Torah Shabbal Peh until Purim, because there was only a Kabbalah Baratso in Purim. The Kabbalah by Hasinai was before. Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah B'Kisav, they were Makabal. Torah Shabbal Peh, they weren't Makabal until Purim, and therefore there was no Einshim until, you know. Yeah, I once wrote the whole thing and I was trying to dredge it out. I wrote the whole, the Aisha Torah published the manual thing, whatever, to write the whole lot. I think I once wrote about what the miracle of Purim was on this Yisod. The Kabbalah of Torah is Man Purim. What it was. I'll try and find it somewhere. Yeah, I'll dredge it out somewhere. At Shavuos they went back to Adam Rishon before the Chet. So to be Makabal Torah you need to be Adam Rishon before the Chet. And that's why it says they went back to Adam Rishon before the Chet. But Chet HaEgel, they were Yored back to Adam Rishon after the Chet. But Purim as well, I have many riots that they got back to the level of Adam Rishon before the Chet. And that's the void of Purim today. That's why Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Adam Rishon after the Chet getting Kapara. Purim is Adam Rishon before the Chet, where you don't need Kapara even. That's why there's no busha on Purim. Lo se vayishi ve lo se kalmu. And on Yom Kippur, what do you say? Hinei kebusho chlima lefanecho. It's a mamash, the twins of... Anyway, Tov, that will speak. Remind me about that after Chanukah. First, we've got to get to Chanukah. What about Purim already? The children wait for Purim. They don't wait so much for Chanukah. You can eat Suf Ganiot now. You don't have to wait for Chanukah. Chazal mevarim es haposuk, haviyena el beis hayayin, I will bring you, I have brought you to the house of wine. Lematef hagadol shel yayin ze Sinai. What's this big storehouse of wine? That's HaSinai. B'matzav ze enef shunut shel b'chira. When you're drunk with wine, or you're drunk with love, you have no b'chira. That's why most people never get married out of b'chira. Boy meets girl and they fall in love, and after the third date they want to get married, and they get married. Yeah, and then what happens? Yeah, what about 5 years later, eventually they decide maybe they should get married. They're usually drunk already, but they don't make a hardcore b'chira decision. There's infatuation, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu does this magic called infatuation, because he wants him to get married, he gets him married, and afterwards you worry about, we'll deal with the problems later. That's how people get married. You think I'm joking? Ask yourself at what point of your marriage you actually made a bechira decision to be married. It wasn't the day before the Erusin, I promise you. If it was, come speak to me afterwards. I want to know how you did that. Some people hadn't made the decision yet. They're still hedging their bets. Come on. As there's no bechira yet. Klalishal rotsu achre Kodesh Baruch Hu b'teich ava oza. Klalishal ran off that Kodesh Baruch Hu with an enormous love. V'lalem rotsu kol shu lachzo l'shiflus ha-makademis teich kadeish shibut gufni aruchni. Ulam l'neiche dvarim eilu nisharis ha-shayim. Okay, so that's how we learn in Pshat in Haka Gigis. All we need to extract from this, as we mentioned in that Domiya, this is Marum HaKoymas. There's big studios going on here. The sugya of Haka Gigis needs to be understood properly. That's not our sugya. Our sugya is trying to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation where at the marriage to Klal Yisrael which was began on us. And therefore there's no room anymore for Gerushin. Therefore we're bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's bound to us unconditionally with no efshurut for anybody to get out of this relationship. Now starting to sound more like a father-son relationship, with that aspect that we mentioned, that one of the dimensions of a father-son relationship, we're out of it. He's your son and you're his father, he's your father, you the son, ad sof, you can never end that relationship. You can just choose to be a good father or to be a good son, or to be a bad one, but you can't choose to get out of the relationship. We're turning marriage into the same thing here. That this marriage between us and Klal Yisrael is the same, you can't get out of it. There's nothing he or we can do to get out of this marriage. Klal Yisrael, Afopim, Chaitim Yisraelu, a Jew, even though he sins, is a Jew. And it comes with all the benefits and the perks and the disadvantages of being Jewish. Okay, following question. Haskomas Klal Yisrael Nesuin Ha'isim Etoich Kefir Va'onus. The relationship we just said was mitoich kafir va'onus. However you want to learn, Rabbi Elias pshat, he's pshat. End of the day, the Gemara says it was through onus. Ve'im kain amna mitzad achasun. Hanesuimei nesuin mukhlotim ubay letoikev rav ad shetoikev amu leyechel ashlach v'lyomov. Lefi the chosun can't give a get anymore. That's it, he's stuck. But what about the kala? The kala can bolt whenever she wants. She's not... The anusa is not stuck in this marriage forever. She can manage it, so I don't want this marriage. Ula mitzada kala yisakana skoma, but it's brura mitov, she never made a proper decision. She was managed. Fine, said the chosun to the kala, now he can't get out. But what about the haskoma of the kala? Keitzet nitzin lidrei mekach shegam mitzada kala nusim ele nechshov nusim gemurim. You need das kleine, das kleine. Where's her das here? Where did the kala mask him to this marriage? The nas of anishma, poshut, no? Hatshuva lekach hi oisa chupa sheetchila b'ma'am b'na Sinai. Adayin mamshicha kol hayom im ad leyom anizkev shubayizkayim udivra anovi yoshia v'asirich tichila ilom. V'rastichah li b'tzerim v'mishtu v'chesu v'nachim v'stichah li b'muna v'edat es Hashem. That nisuin, it's interesting, Shuman Stoppe is a pshat like this in Kiddusha. That Nisuin that started in Asinai continues today. Every day there's a reenactment of that Nisuin until we get to that enormous day where Hashem says, I will betroth you to do forever. The Tzedek of Mishpat, when we put on tefillin every morning, we say this. Vedat es Hashem, and you'll know Hashem, but Isa Shai Yavun Nisuin Am Yisrael Lidei Ashlamosam. That is when the Nisuin will reach us Ashlam. It's not Shalom, yeah? Yeah? It's not Shalom yet. It's continually being mushlamed. Choshev la'isif shebiyachiz akesh anitzchi shebein Hashem l'Yisrael chupa bas shleishas alpayim v'shlosh ma'ot shana einu nechsheves lechupa aruchas klal. Sounds like a long chupa, no? You know, a week of weddings and chibah brochas, the mechutonim are finished after a week. Yeah, we're talking about 3,300 and somewhat years since that chupa took place, and we're still busy with the chupa. And it's not considered a long time, he says. Reilech tchufa zu achosan vakala magale mesutzoyna mamukhret habilti niten la'oru v'anises l'zeh. Through this 3,300 whatever year period, the chosan and kala continue showing their total dedication to the marriage, and that no matter what happens, we're still there. Klal Yisrael after the Holocaust is still there, rejuvenating, growing, coming back after the Inquisition. No matter what Hashem does to us, no matter what's happened to us, Klal Yisrael is still there, dedicated to that chuppah.
Is that what we say this every morning? To be affirmed that we're affirming our marriage, as it were?
If you want to use it for that, that's good. I don't know why you say that. But yeah, I don't know if
it's in the
Siddur. Why? It's in the Siddur? I don't know.
Well, if you have to look and see it.
But if you want to use it for that, I don't love it.
Address the
point.
We can still walk away.
Sorry?
We as the Kala can still walk away. I'm saying like the oldest woman.
There's very few things you can do to lose your Jewishness and to walk away. There's very, very little you can do to stop being Jewish.
You're saying that if we're still in the process of onus could say, I don't want to be a part of this marriage. He can't, but she can, so why?
You can, and plenty did. Plenty walked away. How many Jews did Hashem betray in mitzvahs? And achinami. As a klal, we can never be lost. That's a guarantee that we have. There'll always be one Jew keeping Torah. That's a guarantee. Otherwise, the world goes back to Tov V'Bol.
I thought he was addressing this concept.
We'll see. Yeah, but once again, we're relating this to a very specific subject. In every subject, when you're trying to bring ra'as from another place, you're trying to extract certain klalim. And then the subject, as a whole, gets left aside. That's a problem with any subject you're learning. You're always leaving aside many aspects of the subject. In Achinami, that subject we have to deal with. We have to come back. But he's going to show very clearly, as we go weiter, where klal Yisrael did affirm and did become totally bound without any option to pull out. We'll get there. That's what we're busy affirming now. That's what the 2,000 years of Ixvus to the Mashiach, the 2,000 years of Golos are there for. It's for the Kala to show her total dedication, unconditional love to Hashem. Hashem showed his total unconditional love to us when he took us out of Mitzrayim and Mente Shari Tumah, when we were at our absolute worst. I don't know if you were here towards the end. We said that why did Hashem take us at our absolute worst out of Mente Shari Tumah? Because he can never claim Mekach Tos afterwards. Because when you take somebody at their worst, you can never say, well, had I known, because you know everything is to know. Usually the way it works today is you know all the good things, you only find the bad things afterwards. That's why there's room for mechat tos. Yeah, there's no room for mechat tos, because that mente sharitum, it can't get worse. So Hashem takes us out there, showing to us the unconditional love He has for us, because I'm prepared to take you and love you no matter how bad you are. And Klal Yisrael now has to reaffirm that as the color in Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm also in this unconditional no matter how bad you'll be to me. And that's what we're busy doing through the 2,000 years of Golus, but we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Shinu Chachomim, Tana de Be'eliyahu, Sheshes Alpaim Shana Yu Olomot. 6,000 years was the world. Shnei Alpaim Tol, there was 2,000 years of darkness, of Tol, whatever Tol is. Shnei Alafim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. And 2,000 years of Mosa Mashiach. Oh, shechachti lagamre. Slicha. Lo, shechachti lagamre, Arosh lo ovid. V'meshach Alpaim Shnei Tol, Hayo'ilam Shomo. The world was desolate. After Adam Arishan, who was the first color, did what he did, Akash Bochu, so to speak, lost his bride. Two thousand years of darkness, of toil, of desolation, however, whatever that means, until Avram Avinu came along and did what he did, and dedicated himself and his children to being the Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'apayim Torah Eilu Magala HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaChasson Es Yitzeni B'Sir Kolosser. In the 2,000 years of Torah, which were Tzadik V'Toyiv Lo, which were the good years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the revealed his desire for this Nisuin to the Kala. Gumara Nisim Giluim La'avas HaKadoshim U'Lebanayim Achreim B'Mam Rasinai. He revealed enormous Nisim to Klal Yisrael B'Hasinai Beis Halicha b'Midbar, when they're in the Midbar, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Bo'isis u'Bomaisim, terrible, terrible Nisim in the way we conquered Eretz Yisrael. Ulachem mekein Beis Pinyas Beis Hamikdash, Vashor Shechina b'Toychim, Asor Nisim Gelui Chol Yoyim. Beis Rishon was one big miracle with the 10 miracles every day. Klal Yisrael lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with open miracles. There was no rain, you did tshuva, it rained. There was rain, you did an Aveira, the rain stopped. What relevance does Masechtas Tainus have to us today? We live in a generation of darkness of Tzadik V'Ralo. Rosh HaVatoivlo, in those generations, they saw clearly cause and effect. Dvar Hashem Egole V'Edur Lifnei Neviyev, Lo'erech Kol HaShonim Alalu. Millions of Neviyev walking around, they're talking to Hashem. Hashem was talking to them. Yedias Hashem Eisu Motzeh Atzal Kulam. V'matzav Zeh Shol Gilu Rotzen Hashem Ein Lekal Ebreide V'im Mekabeles Etzatz Osol Shol HaChosan Linosolam. Total revelation of all the beauty and the godliness of the color, the chosen, is revealed to the color. Achrein adiyah v'plaim shnois yamos ha-mashiach, sham chal ha-tafkid al ha-color. Now it switches back to us. Knesset Yisrael ha-aris es rutsoyne le-galot et haskamosim nesuim. Now we have to show our desire for the marriage. Okay, that's really where we're going to get to. We want to get to where we're holding in our generation. What exactly the 2,000 years of Torah have to do with us, we'll see. They have enormous chizuk and you need them. That's how Rabbi Akiva was able to survive his 2,000 years. Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe of the 2,000 years of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of the Mosa Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of the 2,000 years of Torah. Tzadik V'Toiv Lo, Open Nevuah. Rabbi Akiva is Torah Shabbal Peh, is And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and Rabbi Akiva only learned his Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll see, Metz Hashem, how that all connects to the same sugya as well. We needed the 2,000 years of Torah in order to be able to go through the 2,000 years of darkness that we're going through now. But we have very little shaykhs to those to that tikkuf in that generation. We don't know how to live like that. We have to live in our generation. Okay. So it's always hard to get started. It's a shame. Yeah.